Greg, let's now talk about this initiative called the Global Coherence Project. What is it?
Well, what I'd like to do is we'll talk about what it is, the bottom line, and then a little bit about why it works. And then if people want to find out more, and there's obviously much more we'll be able to do here tonight. The bottom line of this project is that recent discoveries in the way the human heart works, and this is why I wanted to talk about the heart first. We know that our heart is in communication with our brain in every moment of every day. And the quality, George, of that communication between our hearts and our brains is called coherence. So that the higher the quality of the signal between the heart and the brain, the greater the coherence. So that is one area of research that now is documented. It's been published in mainstream journals. We know that this is happening. The new discovery, relatively new, is that there are layers of Earth's atmosphere, particularly in the ionosphere, that happen to resonate within the same range of frequencies as our communication between our heart and our brain. So in other words, when we are experiencing a high level of coherence between our heart and our brain, we're actually tuning ourselves to a layer of the ionosphere in Earth's atmosphere, and in that way, we are literally communicating with this living field of intelligence that that envelops our world. And it opens up the door to tremendous possibilities in terms of the Gaia theories about Earth being a living entity.
A living thing, yeah.
And our relationship to it. So that's a little background on what's happening. What is so exciting about this project, the Global Coherence Project, is that a series of new discoveries have led to the development of devices, a series of devices that can now measure this coherence in the atmosphere and in the Earth, in the geomagnetic fields of the Earth and the atmosphere. So that's one piece of the project. The second piece is that an organization in Northern California, the Institute of Heart Math. I'm sure you've interviewed them on this program in the past, or maybe Art has. But the Institute of Heart Math is a pioneering research organization studying the power of the human heart in what we call heart-based intelligence. In other words, they know that the heart does much more than simply pump blood through our bodies. You can build a machine to do that.
Right.
But there's something much, much more happening. So the Institute of Heart Math was founded in 1991. The core group was made of doctors, engineers, designers, programmers, researchers from many different walks of life and universities coming together to explore the power of the human heart. And they've been doing it, very well documented in the Journal of American Medical Association and other journals since 1991. They now are teamed up with the physicist who has developed the sensors that will allow this measurement in the atmosphere of the Earth, and where HeartMath is bringing their technology to bear is that they have also designed the technology to tell us when we are most coherent, when that language between our heart and our brain is at its best, when it's optimized. So they are now training people through a number of different initiatives to know for certain. There's no guesswork here. It's not like people sit down at 12 noon and close their eyes and have a good feeling in their heart. They actually have the technology that will tell us when we are coherent between our heart and our brain, and the technology to be able to measure it directly in the atmosphere to know when that's happening and literally create a coherent field that we're all connected to in the Earth. And the value of doing this is that we know that when we're connected with this coherence, it affects many different areas of our lives. We know that it affects changes in our nervous system, our emotional states, the way we perform in sports, memory. In high coherence, there are fewer traffic accidents, for example, fewer emergency hospital room visits. So what, for the first time, George, what we've been able to do is validate on an individual basis when that coherence exists.
And track it.
I guess. And the project is just coming online. They're building three sensors to triangulate and know precisely how this is working. And then the project over 2008 and into 2009 will build many of these sensors all over the Earth, being able to track this range. What we know is that the ionosphere, it creates what researchers call a symphony of frequencies. And those frequencies range from about 0.01 hertz to about 300 hertz. And when our heart and our brains are in coherence, we're on the lower end of that spectrum, around 0.01 and up from there, the lower end of that spectrum. When peace is happening in broad geographic areas is when we have the highest degrees of coherence in this level of the atmosphere. When healing is happening in a human body, like the ones we see on the DVD, it's when the person receiving the healing is having this level of coherence. In other words, is in tune around this 0.01 hertz. So the Institute of Heart Math is pioneering this initiative, and for full transparency, I'm saying I'm on the advisory board of this this project, and I'm very excited about it. It's the first time, while very well-intentioned initiatives have happened in the past and have helped us to understand that collectively we do have the ability to influence what happens in our world. This is the first time that we've ever been able to validate on an individual basis. In other words, a person can hold in their hand a relatively inexpensive device that tells them through a feedback mechanism when they are in coherence with this level of the atmosphere. And what the studies are showing is that not only do we influence the atmosphere on these levels, but the atmosphere influences us as well.
Now, what are some of the things people, once they're in tune with this coherence, could do?
Well, it optimizes our experience, our abilities, performance abilities. They've documented sports, memory, ESP, things like that. Those are all enhanced. It optimizes our nervous system and the communication between our brain. Even if we're not part of the project, everyone benefits to some degree because we're all part of this field.